Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hi, Tom. What do you got in the trailer?
Well, I just had my bull semen tested, and these are the ones that got to go.
Looks like you got a full trailer.
Sad to say, I had a lot of them fail again this year.
You know, I quit that headache and heartburn because I leased my bulls from Jorgensen Land and Cattle.
Yeah, I know. I had several expensive bulls fail again, and I'm getting tired of not getting my money's worth.
Well, since I started leasing bulls, my overall bull expenses are much less, and I have none of the headaches that go with owning bulls.
Well, how do you lease bulls from Jorgensen Land and Cattle?
Actually, it's plumb easy. Just call 800-548-BULL, and you give them the specs of what you want, and they will take your bull order and closely deliver them when you want them.
Well, that's easier than going to bull sales.
You know, I love working with the Jorgensen Land and Cattle crew because they back up their bulls with top quality service.
Thanks for the tip. What was that number again?
It's 800-548-2855.
Well, good afternoon. The futures market had another eventful start to the week as the markets were actually a little bit lower for feeder cattle, a little bit lower for the live cattle. We were down 22 in the February at 141.82. The April's at 146.40, down 47. June live cattle down 27 at 141.10. Technically speaking, the markets are still been on about a 10 market day rally. Today was kind of the first down day going all the way back to the end of January. If you do a 50% retracement on like the April live cattle from the low to the high, puts us around 143. So currently 146.40, the 50% down would be about 143. So another $3. The feeder cattle market down $1.07 on March at 165.02. April down $1.15 at 170.27. The May's down 62 at 174.72. I think there was a lot of people think the market should be down even more than that. Corn was up a lot today. So it seemed like that. There were some pretty low reports around the country on the sell barn. Sell barn receipts today were down pretty good. Box beef at midday was down 66 on choice at 279.15. Select up 88 at 276.93. We're still kind of thawing out. It looks like the snowstorm maybe not as bad as anticipated.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Today's grain futures were higher across the board leading up to a USDA WASDE report that comes out on Wednesday, 11 a.m. Wednesday morning. We're kind of an anticipated report. Everybody's fired up to see what they say on the production estimates for South America. It could be a lot of different things. The estimates, though, out here for the wheat ending stock, 629 million bushels here. It looks like last month it was 628, so one bigger. The ending stocks for the corn, 1.512, is 1.54 last month. The beans were 310 million. Last month was 350. So big reduction in beans in the U.S. On world ending stocks, 91.5 expected for the soybeans. Last month it was 95.2. Corn, 300 million metric tons. Last month, 303. Wheat, 280. Last month, 280. And again, the big deal looks like it's going to be the South American corn and bean production estimates and what the USDA does there. Brazil soybeans, 133.6. Last month, they were 139. Other estimates have been as low as 125. Corn production in Brazil, 113. And then the Brazilian or Argentina soybean, 44.51 million metric tons, down from 46.5.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.